We spoke last week about the requirement of Kiddush Barak on Seuda, that Kiddush on Shabbat, both Friday night and Shabbat day, has to be associated with eating a meal. And we discussed in the last year how one defines that meal, how much one has to eat in order to fulfill the requirement of Kiddush Barak on Seuda. But there are two other considerations that we need to bring into the discussion. The first is, where does the Seuda have to be eaten? So ideally, one should eat the Seuda mamash where one made Kiddush. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel Seif Aleph actually gives three possibilities. The first is that it's regarded as Makom Seuda so long as it's in the same room. But within the same room, you can go Mipina Lepina, from one corner to the other. So you make Kiddush over perhaps by the drinks cabinet, and then you move over to another table where the pastries and cake is laid out, and you eat the cake over there. So that would be entirely permissible. There wouldn't be a question about it at all. But to eat in another room would be problematic. The second opinion is that in actual fact you can even make Kiddush in one room and eat in the other room, provided that you can see from the room where you're eating, you can see where you made Kiddush. You don't need to see the exact spot that you made Kiddush in, but you need to be able to see the room. But that applies even if it's through a door or through a window, even if it was a glass window, rather than just an opening in the wall, one would be allowed to eat in that situation. So it could be you come into somebody's house for Kiddush on Shabbat morning, and the drinks are laid out perhaps in the hallway with the food in the next room, and you make Kiddush in the hallway, and then you move into the next room, and that would still be acceptable because you can see where it is that that you're going to, or when you made Kiddush, or vice versa. The third possibility in Shulchan Aruch is that even you can go mecheder lecheder, you can go from one room to another, provided it's in the same house, and ideally that you had in mind when you made Kiddush that you're going to go from one room to the other. This is of particular relevance sometimes in big shuls. They have the Kiddush in the Simcha suite or wherever it is, perhaps downstairs, another hall, something like that. But because it takes a while for everybody to get out of the shul and get into the place where Kiddush is, so they like to make Kiddush in the main shul right at the end of the tefillah, and they make Borei Pri Hagaf in there, and then everybody goes downstairs to eat. So that would seem to be permissible because everybody has da'at. They know that they're going to be eating somewhere else, and it's all in the same building. But if it isn't in the same building, then it's not going to work. This was an issue we had in our shul a few years ago, where we often have the Kiddush outside, especially if it's nice weather. But it takes a while to get everybody outside, so we wanted to, or the suggestion was made, that we make Kiddush inside, and then everybody can go outside. We don't need to have everybody waiting outside till everybody's out, and then making Kiddush so that everybody able to hear it. But that wasn't a practical solution because of the consideration that it was not in the, it wasn't under the same roof as where Kiddush was being made. The second point to consider is how much of a gap there can be between making Kiddush and having the Seuda. So in Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that straight after making Kiddush, you should go and have your Seuda. The Mishnah Berurah says it should be la'alter, it should be immediately afterwards. Of course, there's a little bit of a question, discussion, what it means immediately afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah does cite an idea that really one shouldn't move into another, go out of the room for any purpose whatsoever. Brought down in the notes in the Dirshu that the Chafetz Chaim himself was makpid not even to wash in another room. Chazon Ish also was makpid like that. Brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, no, the minhag is that, you know, to go and wash, you can go into the kitchen or wherever it is that you wash, you can go into another room for that. For Tzorach Seuda, you can go into another room in between times, but you shouldn't do that for anything else. You should be going straight to the meal. So, you know, it could be that, you know, you've made Kiddush and then, you know, you want to go and, you know, bring something up in a sefer or to go and put on a different tie or change your hat or whatever it is. So that wouldn't be good. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses what exactly immediately after Kiddush means. It says that it means, you know, you shouldn't have a big break. So, you know, it shouldn't be that you know, after you've made Kiddush, everybody sits around the table talking for 10 minutes before they eventually get up and go and wash. But it doesn't mean to say as soon as you make Kiddush, you need to jump up, you know, from your chairs and run into the kitchen to wash. But it should be, you know, whatever's regarded as, you know, directly afterwards without making a break. That is sufficient. Ad kan.